Hi, I'm Veronica Rickert, in today for Kathleen Dunn, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you along this morning as well. And this hour, we'll be immersing ourselves in the red-hot political scene here in Wisconsin on the lead-up to the February 19th primary. Hope you'll be joining in our conversation this morning. Are you getting primary fever? Call us at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. We'll be joined this morning by Governor Jim Doyle and Susan Rice, Senior Foreign Policy Advisor to the Obama campaign. Rice served as an assistant secretary of state under President Bill Clinton. Well, speaking of red hot scenes, we're hoping that the phones will be red hot this hour as we head toward the home stretch of our winter pledge drive. It does end this Saturday at 10 a.m., but there's still time for you to make a difference to help support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your call just takes a few minutes, but it does make all of the difference to us. Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and make your pledge at 1-800-383-9772. And by the way, I want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, or happy Steve Paulson's birthday, as some of us are calling it around here. I am joined in the studio this morning by Steve Paulson, executive producer on To the Best of Our Knowledge here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And happy birthday, Steve, and thanks for coming by.
Good morning, Veronica. It's wonderful to be here.
So we have some special enticements this hour. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. Well, we have an event coming up in late April, on Saturday, April 26th, and this is a, you might call it a Valentine's Day event, a chocolate extravaganza. We're calling it All Things Chocolate, a chocolate celebration. And we will be bringing into the studio here at Wisconsin Public Radio three of the premier chocolatiers in the Madison area, Gail Ambrosius, David Bacco, and Marcus Candinas. They will bring, each of them will be bringing wonderful treats from their own chocolate shops. And we will have a grand tasting, and they'll be talking about chocolate. They'll be explaining the fine art of chocolate, and we will also do an interview with all of these people, and this will be a To the Best of Our Knowledge event. So will all the people who were part of To the Best of Our Knowledge. Jim Fleming will be there, Anne Strangechamps will be there, I will be there. Veronica Rickert, who you may not know in her other life when she is not hosting talk shows, is a producer on To the Best of Our Knowledge. So it is a chance for you both to enjoy the wonderful world of chocolate and also see how a radio show is put together. And this is yours, a ticket to this event on April 26th. Is yours for a pledge of $600, or if you'd like to come yourself and bring that special one in your life, two tickets is for $1,200. And that is yours when you call in at 800-383-9772.
You know, and we can assure you that listening will be sweeter when you support Wisconsin Public Radio. And as far as this chocolate event goes that we've been talking about, if you pledge at the $600 level, it's really going to be a fascinating thing. A lot of people, they love radio, but they don't know how it works. And if that's you, you're just wanting to know how it fits together, and you really get a chance to see behind the scenes and see what the interviews are like when they first happen, what it's like to meet the guests, and then see them kind of get put together. It's really like going behind the scenes and at kind of like the Wizard of Oz thing. What's behind there?
Right.
It's fascinating to see. And then you pair it with chocolate, and that pretty much puts it over the top for me. I couldn't think of a better combination, chocolate and radio. Two wonderful things. But the best part is that you'll be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, helping to assure that the great programs that you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio keep going and are strong. So do pledge this morning. Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you can afford that $600 ticket to the chocolate event, we'd be so happy to have you. But if you'd like to pledge $50 and get your feet wet, we're equally happy. The number to call, 800-383-9772.
That number, 800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org at whatever level works for you. When you call in, that is the right amount. Whether it's a $60 pledge, $120 pledge, that'll give you the member benefit card, two-for-one entrees at hundreds of restaurants around the state, or a $600 pledge. That will get you into All Things Chocolate, a celebration of chocolate and of Wisconsin Public Radio. And that is for Saturday, April 26th, and we will have a lot of fun, and we'll show you how we put together a radio show. So wonderful reasons to call in. The best reason, of course, is to call in to show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. The number, again, is 800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772. And when you call during this hour or maybe next hour, think of it as sending a Valentine to Kathleen Dunn as well. She is not with us. She's home recovering from heart surgery, but we do hope and expect her back soon, and we're really looking forward to hearing her voice again. So support Wisconsin Public Radio. Support the programming that Kathleen Dunn and producer Rhonda Fanning put together every weekday. And feel good about what you're doing. I know you will. The number to call is 1-800-383-9772. Pledging is easy and it feels good. Of course, you can also pledge online, WPR.org. And thank you, Steve, for coming into the studio this morning.
My pleasure.
We'll be talking with you a little bit more later on. We're joined now by Governor Jim Doyle, who will be talking with us about the lead-up to the February 19th primary. I think we can all agree that it's exciting stuff, the giddy feeling of having a primary that really matters in one of the most hotly contested races for the nomination in recent history. And Governor Jim Doyle, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Good morning, Veronica.
Can you give me a sense of what this February 19th primary is going to mean to Wisconsin and to the race for the White House?
Well, sure. You know, it's turned out to be a very pivotal primary, obviously, because it comes in the middle of the process, it turns out, of a very, very close process, and we have the week all to ourselves. So, you know, you think of all those Super Tuesday states, and even California was lucky to see the candidates, you know, two, three, four times. In Wisconsin, I know we'll certainly see Senator Obama probably four or five times, and Senator Clinton several times as well. So, you know, it's a very important time. It's also very much in the tradition of the Wisconsin primary. I mean, this was historically where Kennedy won a big victory over Hubert Humphrey that moved him to the presidency. It was the primary where Eugene McCarthy knocked Lyndon Johnson out of the presidential race. Johnson said he wasn't going to run about 3 days before the Wisconsin primary where he was going to get beat. Carter showed he could win in a northern state when he beat Mo Udall here. And then just 4 years ago, there was a big contest, final one between John Kerry and John Edwards. So, you know, Wisconsin's got a great history to this. It's an open primary, and this year turns out to be one of those times where it is really at center stage.
And speaking of the open primary, for those people who are thinking, as many people are at this point, that John McCain has the Republican nomination sewn up, do you think we're going to be seeing independents and maybe those people who support McCain participating in the Democratic primary?
I think you'll see some of that. There's no doubt the excitement and the energy is on the Democratic side. Even when the Republicans had a contest going on, the Democratic turnouts were just, you know, two or three times greater than the Republican. But now, in particular, with McCain sort of having it wrapped up, the action is all going to be on the Democratic side. And, you know, the important thing in Wisconsin, unlike most other states, even so-called open primaries, other states, you have to go in and say, at least for that day, that you're a Democrat. In Wisconsin, you don't have to say that. You can go in and, in the privacy of the voting booth, decide which primary you're going to vote in.
How long has it been since Wisconsin mattered this much?
Well, I don't know about this much. I mean, frankly, 4 years ago, we mattered a lot. If people sort of remember, John Kerry had a lead but didn't have it wrapped up. John Edwards was really coming on, and John Edwards made his final and kind of big stand in Wisconsin, almost pulled it off. So we had a big one just 4 years ago. But I don't think anybody, in fact, not in anybody's memory, even of somebody my age, has there been a race this close, this contested. And so, you know, Wisconsin obviously is an incredibly important state.
Well, you know, we're hearing different things about how the candidates are looking at Wisconsin. On the one hand, you've got Barack Obama, and he's been really hitting the state. He's been in Madison, Janesville yesterday. And I understand we're not expecting Hillary Clinton until Saturday. And I'm hearing mixed things about whether or not the Clinton campaign is sort of conceding Wisconsin or whether they're trying to compete here. What's your take?
I think they want it both ways. I mean, I say this as a Barack Obama supporter, but I think there are two things here that are noteworthy. One is, Barack Obama's contested every state. He doesn't just say, oh, I'm not going to go fight there. And it's one of the reasons he's pulled ahead is because he goes, whether it's a little caucus state in North Dakota or a California. You know, he's fought every single state. And if he doesn't think, you know, if he's well behind, he doesn't go and say, oh, I'm just not going to pay any attention. He goes and tries in every state, and he certainly has done that in Wisconsin. The Clinton campaign has been very different. I mean, it's been a series of excuses about why they weren't going to compete here, why they didn't do well there. And then I think they're trying to sort of play it both ways in Wisconsin by if they do better than expected, then they'll say, wow, look what we did. And if they lose, they say, well, we didn't really compete there. So, I think they're trying to cut this down the middle. And I just don't really think that's fair to any state, or given even Wisconsin. But you haven't seen Barack Obama ever do that. He's gone into each state, and he's fought in each state. He's won most of them. He's won two-thirds of them. But the ones he's lost, he doesn't say, oh, that's just because there weren't enough of this kind of people or that kind of people. What he does is he picks up and goes on to the next state and fights there.
Well, Governor Doyle, obviously you're a Barack Obama supporter, and you just mentioned that yourself. Have you seen the recent ads where Hillary Clinton is talking about how Barack Obama has not responded as regards the proposed debate in Marquette, and she's wondering why that is, and I'm wondering if you know why that is, that he hasn't responded, and whether you think with these ads that the Clinton campaign has gone negative, as some people have claimed?
Well, there's no doubt they've gone negative. You know, the national campaigns work out these debate schedules. There have certainly been debates that along the way that Hillary Clinton, for various reasons, said, you know, in those discussions that she couldn't do it at this date or that date. They've debated, I believe it's 18 times. They're going to have two more debates over the next 2 weeks. There's always a fine balance a candidate has between one debate in one place, one more debate, or being able to be, as Senator Obama's going to try to be on that day, in four or five cities in Wisconsin. So, you know, campaigns are always having to sort of strike that balance, but the idea that Senator Obama is not willing to debate is just belied by the fact that they've had almost 20 debates. You can barely turn on the television these nights, you know, without seeing a debate between them going on.
Maybe I've misunderstood the coverage. I was under the impression that it wasn't even so much as that he was declining the debate. Has he formally declined it? I was under the impression that he simply hadn't responded.
I think that's right. I mean, that's my understanding, too. I haven't been involved in that discussion about those, and it goes, again, at the sort of top level of their national campaigns and where they're going to debate and when the debates. And I think you're right. I guess that's my understanding as well, but I don't know one way or another.
Well, you're talking about being a supporter for Barack Obama, and you're also, as I understand it, a superdelegate. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's one of those hot watchwords for this election. People are talking superdelegates like they were dangling chads back in the day. And you've been talking about your support, but I'm wondering if you could give us a sense about what the feeling is among other superdelegates in Wisconsin. There's some debate about whether this will be a special year and that the superdelegates might be kind of going rogue, going their own way instead of towing the party line. What is your sense?
I think, you know, superdelegates are there in Wisconsin. It's basically the governor, members of Congress, the U.S. senators, the party chair, you know, so I think there are about 12 or 14 of them or so, and they're sort of the ones that you would expect to be. And some of them, like me, have expressed a preference for a candidate, some haven't. I mean, to me, in the end of this, it's going to be a very bad thing if the Democratic Party goes against the wishes of the pledged delegates, of the delegates that have been won in primaries and in caucuses, and that somehow at the end of this whole process, one candidate has more pledged delegates than the other, and that the superdelegates then tip it back. I think that would be a very bad thing for the party. And so, and my guess is that's how most superdelegates see this, that in the end, this should be going in the direction that the people who have shown up at the caucuses and participated in the primaries and made the selections, that those pledged delegates, I think, are the ones that are most important, and the direction that they go is the direction that the party should go.
Well, Governor Doyle, we have a couple callers on the line. I'd like to bring them in. Here is Rich calling from Green Bay. Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
Hello. I'd like to ask about the importance of knocking on doors and volunteerism. I saw Michelle this weekend. They talked about wanting to not just win Wisconsin, but win it big. And they're looking for, you know, a lot of volunteers this weekend. Is it important to get volunteers out there knocking on doors, and does that change people's minds?
Yes, Rich, it does. It's really important, particularly in this kind of primary campaign where we have essentially 1 week to do it. And some of it is changing minds. More of it is sort of getting people stirred up and interested and making sure that they're turning out and if they need help in getting to the polls. And, you know, just that kind of personal contact is... It's always amazing whenever they do the kind of political polling and everything and really look at what it is. The most important persuasive part of politics is something that is very hard for politicians to get to, but it's the most important, which is people talking to other people about what they're thinking of doing and who they're voting for. And that sort of door-to-door phone banks, those kinds of things are incredibly important. And I hope, and I, you know, obviously I have my candidate, but to me, it's more important that just everybody votes. I'm so proud. Wisconsin is always one of the top-tier states, well, you know, top two or three in the country in terms of voter turnout. And this is our opportunity to be heard on who we think the next president, the next Democratic candidate for president should be. And I just hope we have a massive turnout. And the knocking on doors and the telephone calls, those things all make a big difference.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call, Rich. And Governor Doyle, obviously, February 19th, a big day for the state, a big day for you. Can you tell us what you'll be doing on primary night?
I think we're still sort of working it out. I'm hoping that we're going to have a nice big celebration somewhere in Wisconsin. And, you know, from the Democratic Party point of view and the Democratic candidate, we're going to have a celebration one way or another. I think what's happened, Democratic politics have just the kind of turnouts we're seeing in this the country this year are unbelievable. Hillary Clinton's done a really good job. John Edwards did a really good job. Barack Obama has done a phenomenal job. I mean, the new voters that he has brought out, the excitement by people. Everybody says young voters, and that's really true. And anybody who was in that Kohl Center and saw 20,000 people there last night or two nights ago sees the enthusiasm. But I sure see a lot of people a lot older than student age who are really excited by this candidacy. But I think all of the Democratic candidates have done a really good job on this. It's a really exciting time, and we're going to have a big celebration someplace.
Anything you want to say to encourage people to go out and vote? I know that maybe this year of all years you don't need to say quite as much. It's a really hot race, but what would you say to people?
Well, I think that people who over the years have become cynical about democracy and whether voting matters, I think this year have, I hope it has really reawakened them in it, reawakened them. We're seeing wild democracy happening all over the country. These little caucus states that used to have 5,000 people show up, you know, are now having 10, 20 times that number of people show up. And the primary vote totals have just been enormous. So in Wisconsin, this is really our chance on both sides. I mean, there still is a Republican primary going on. And so people who are of that persuasion, I really encourage them to vote. And obviously on the Democratic side, it's just an incredibly exciting time, and people can make a big difference in what the course of history is going to be by turning out and voting.
And anything we should know about where to register to vote?
Well, you can register at the polls in Wisconsin, so make sure you bring forms of identification, and you can register on at the polls. You can call the local town clerk or city clerk to find out where your poll is, if your polling place is. You can go online to do it very easily. Just put your address in and tell you where to go, and there really in Wisconsin isn't any reason for somebody not to turn out and vote. I know the candidates will help people get to the polls who may have physical difficulties doing that. The campaigns will help do that. So please, people, turn out and vote, and let's really have Wisconsin have a big say in where America's going.
Governor, I know you have to get going pretty soon. I'm wondering if you have time to talk to one more caller.
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. This is Linda in Monroe. Hi, Linda. You're on the air.
Good morning, Veronica. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Linda.
I don't think that Senator Clinton was going negative when she challenged Senator Obama to the debate. Now, I think the number one problem in our country, as well as the world, is the economy and why the dollar has fallen to such low levels around the world. Now, that's why I support Senator Clinton for that reason. And I think what Wisconsin needs is the good old-fashioned Lincoln-Douglas debate. And while Senator Clinton has accepted the challenge, Senator Obama hasn't. And I think it should be on public television and radio so that everyone can watch and listen to their views.
Well, I certainly respect your position. Let me just say, though, and I'm going to say this as somebody supporting Senator Obama, if anybody's suggesting that Senator Obama is not willing to face the people of Wisconsin, and Senator Clinton is, as that ad suggests, it's just Senator Obama has been in Wisconsin already 2 full days. He's going to be in Wisconsin 3-4 more of those days. He will be in Wisconsin for 6 of the days leading up to this. Senator Clinton will be here, from what I know, 1 day. So I think it's pretty clear which of the candidates has really been willing to go around and discuss. Yeah, I was with him yesterday in Janesville, where he gave at the GM plant, gave a very significant talk about his plans for the economy, and particularly about how we really build a good job base of good-paying jobs here in the United States. Senator Clinton has, in fairness to her, this is a huge country, a lot of states to cover, a lot of things to do. But just on the point of who's really been willing to go out and engage the voters of Wisconsin, I don't think there's any contest.
Well, Linda, thank you for your call. And Governor Doyle, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good primary night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we've been talking with Governor Jim Doyle, the state's 44th chief executive, talking about the Wisconsin primary and, of course, his support there for Barack Obama. And to answer some of the questions raised, we will be talking with Susan Rice next, senior foreign policy advisor to Senator Barack Obama. Rice did serve as assistant secretary of state under President Bill Clinton. She's coming up after this break. We'd love for you to get in on the conversation this hour. Tell us what you're thinking, whether you've seen the ads, and as far as foreign policy goes, how are you receiving Barack Obama's foreign policy platform so far? The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Email us as well at talk@wpr.org. I'm Veronica Rickert, sitting in today for Kathleen Dunn, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.